do it without the Lord Jesus. I pray you are blessed today and that you activate this word in your life on today. God bless you.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
These words, and I need to bring this out. Jesus answered and said unto them, to have faith in God. Now, if you go back and you were to read what made Jesus say that, praise God. See, in the time that Mark was writing, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem where he would ultimately die. Praise God for my sins and for yours. And while he was on his way to Jerusalem, he sees a fig tree, and the Bible say he sees it afar off. Amen. And when he got closer to the tree, he noticed that the tree had no fruit, but only leaves. In other words, it looked pretty. It looked like it was full of everything that they needed. But the number one ingredient that it needed was fruit. Boy, I hope I'm not describing somebody in here today. Praise God. And so when he saw that the tree had no fruit but leaves, Jesus cursed the tree. Yes. Go back and read it. Yes, curse the tree. Curse the tree. And you want to know something? He had to say it loud enough because his disciples heard him. Yes, the reason I know his disciples heard him, praise God, because when they finally arrived, praise God, to Jerusalem. And Jesus goes into the temple, and you all know what he did, praise God. He whipped them out of there. They were in there. I'm talking about religious folk. They were in there doing everything but what they were supposed to do, and he whipped them out of there. And he said that y'all have turned my house of prayer into what? A den of thieves. The scribes. And the chief priests also heard what Jesus said, and they sought at that moment that they would find out. We got to get this guy. We got to get him. We gonna get him. We got to get him. You know that when somebody is saying something right, when somebody is telling you something right, instead of you getting in line with what they say, you get mad. Oh Lord, I'm talking to somebody this morning. Praise God. When you You're going in the wrong direction. And somebody try to tell you the right direction to go, and you don't go. And instead of you taking heed to what they tell you, praise God, you get mad. That's what them scribes and that's what those Pharisees did. I can't speak for the Sadducees, you see, because there was some Sadducees around there. But you see, Sadducees didn't get too much upset, because if you understand the mindset of a Sadducee, the Sadducees, their gospel, I don't know if I want to call it their salvation, it didn't go beyond the first five books of the Bible. Praise God. If it wasn't in the law, the Sadducees didn't want to have nothing to do with it. Praise God. So they weren't too concerned. But you see, the scribes and those high priests, they heard what Jesus said and they got mad with him and thought about what we can do to put him away. The reason why we want to put him away is because he's now garnering a following of folk. Whole bunch of folk are beginning to listen at what he said. So they say, we got to get rid of this fella. Praise God. Almost like sometime when I think about believers, man. There are some believers. I shared the story this morning. I won't reshare it. Praise God. Sometimes we got to know when to hold them. We got to know when to fold them. We got to know when to walk away. And we got to know when to cry.
All right, Pastor.
Yeah. That sometimes.
That's right.
And then we may be right.
That's right, Pastor.
Yes, sir. May be right. But to not to hinder somebody, not to hurt somebody, we got to know how to hold them, fold them, walk away, and cry. Amen. I won't share that story again because that's not what I'm going to preach about. But my point is, when Jesus and them finally, they went to Bethany, and then when they finally come back to Jerusalem, they notice the tree that Jesus had cursed, man, it had withered up. And then Peter called to his attention. He said, Master, you know that tree you cursed yesterday? Man, that thing is gone. It has withered up. And then Jesus said to all of those disciples, he said, I want you to have faith. Have faith in God. You see, it would be remiss for me to tell you a story like that without telling you some of the significance of it, because many theologians say that fig tree, praise God, represented Israel. And that this fig tree was full of leaves. In other words, it appeared fruitful, but it had no fruit. We are supposed to be spiritual Israel. We can't just be full of leave and not producing no fruit. Don't you know that this world is looking for some fruit? I haven't even got to what I want to talk about. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Don't you know that this world wants to see some fruit? This world wants to be able to walk up to our tree. This world wants to walk up to our tree and pick off some fruit of love. Pick off some fruit of forgiveness. Pick off some fruit of kindness. But they had a tree that had nothing but leaves. And Jesus said, in other words, what Jesus was saying to that tree, your leaves are pretty, but your leaves are not doing me any good. And it's best, I'm just saying this, y'all, it's best that you not be around. I'm not saying that about anybody in here. I'm just saying that we got to bear some fruit, because this world is looking for some fruit. And Jesus answered him, and he answered all of them. He said, y'all got to have faith in God. Put your trust in God. Oh, man. I got to ask this question. I can't preach this the way I want to preach it. Can I just see the hands of everybody in here today who has put their trust into something other than God? I'm not saying you're doing it now, but you done put your trust. You done trust some Negro. You done trust some friend. You don't trust some relative, and they let you down. But I could stand up here today and say, God has never let us down. And that's right. Thank you, Deacon Robinson. He never will. So as we look at this text, I believe that I can share at least five reasons why it is important for believers. That's you and I. That's you and I. If I take my glasses off one more time, I'm finding that I'm serious, y'all. I got to the point where I can see great. They did the cataract surgery. I could see you now. Praise God. Let me see the hands of all of the believers in here today. Praise God. I'm putting mine up. I believe so. I look like everybody in here. Praise God. So it's important that we have faith in God alone, because when we have faith in God alone, can I tell you something? Things happen for us. And I'm speaking, praise God, to the entire body of Christ. And just to make sure I don't leave nobody out, I'm talking about preachers. I'm talking to pastors. I'm talking to ministers. I'm talking to missionaries. I'm talking to deacons. I'm talking to deaconess. I'm talking to teachers. I'm talking to ushers. And I'm talking about believers as a whole. We must have faith in God alone. Oh, yeah, we got to. Praise God. You see, because the very first reason why we ought to have faith in God alone, because faith in God alone, we become winners. We win. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, having faith in God alone, you win. Oh, yeah. You see, faith is a winning attitude. Faith is positive. Oh, yeah, it's positive. Praise God. Doubt is negative. How many of y'all ever been around somebody that doubts? Oh, my God. That can be one of the most negative experiences you can have. Praise God. But faith is positive. And I know if you like me, you hate to be around somebody that doubt every time. Hey, we could do this. Oh, no, we can't. I think we can go over there and go, oh, no, I don't know if we could try that. That might be a little bit too hard. Praise God. No. Praise God. When we have faith praise God and